Welcome to Postgradually.
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 I'm Anita Begum and this is Postgradually, the podcast where I have transparent and open conversations with other graduates about all things post-university. From the highs, the lows and everything in between, I want to hopefully help all the graduates listening on your journey and make it that little less stressful.
Got a new and exciting episode lined up for you guys this week where we talk about mental health. So mental health is a topic that is spoken about throughout all of our episodes, and we try to bring as much awareness as possible on our social media platform because it does affect a lot of us graduates, whether it's during university or after university. I feel like we have all know someone who's been affected by mental health or deal with it ourselves. So we thought it's important to dedicate a whole episode to the topic, and we understand Mental Health Awareness Week has passed, but it's important that we speak about this throughout the year and not just dedicate 1 week of the year to being open about and conversating about mental health. So we have been working with some amazing graduates where they share their experience with mental health.
Mental health, like since the age of about 13, I started having panic attacks. I used to feel really low and moody and just not great. Like my parents divorced, that didn't really help things. So I've been through therapy, I've tried antidepressants, anti-anxiety medication, stuff like that. I'm off all of medication now, so therapy has always worked best for me personally.
How they deal with mental health.
People go on about how good exercise is for the mental health. It is the same as meditation, mindfulness and so on, and going for a walk. All these things that people preach about, it is for a reason, but it's sometimes easy to forget that and not give yourself the motivation to do it, even though you have experienced the benefits of it. So it's almost a catch-22 as well, because when you're feeling like that, you don't want to do it, but it's just about really pushing through.
Why it's so important to talk about mental health.
Talking about mental health is incredibly important, and raising awareness that actually this is a common issue, and that if you do have or any struggles with mental health, that you aren't left on your own, you aren't feeling isolated from everyone else, and you're not feeling a bit silly. And I would say if you are struggling with mental health and you are feeling quite isolated by it, is to maybe, you don't have to talk to anyone else about it, you don't have to share your story, you can always keep that to yourself if you want, but read about other people's stories and start to kind of relate to them a little bit. And I certainly felt like that was really helpful for me. I was in the era of Zoella. I know when I was about 14 and I was getting quite bad with my anxiety, I found Zoella. And she just felt exactly the same as me, it seemed. And it was just lovely to be able to look to somebody and think, actually, I'm not on my own in this. And I highly recommend, if you're feeling the exact same, to definitely reach out.
I hope you guys enjoy the episode. We've got some more graduates on the episode, so please listen, and thank you so, so much for everyone who participated. We really appreciate you all being so honest and open about this topic, because it's not an easy topic to talk about.
Hi, my name is Devi and I'm 23 years old. I studied architecture at university and I'm currently a content marketing assistant, and I'm also the illustrator for Postgradually. So, mental health, such an important topic that I feel like should definitely be discussed more and become less of a taboo subject. My experience with mental health has been a very interesting one. I'm currently on a journey of personal development and growth, mentally and physically. And I feel like I've had moments of self-doubt. I've had moments of, I'm not sure exactly what I want to do in the future. And the main concern that I think I went through was during university, when I was studying a subject that I didn't particularly have a incredible passion for. 110%. There were elements to architecture that I absolutely loved. The design element was definitely one of them, and the creativity for what you can do with architecture and structures, and the community side to it was definitely something important to me. Where I really struggled was the technical side, and just the project development itself was something that I definitely struggled with. So studying something that's so important that you don't particularly love, it definitely had a massive impact to my mental health negatively. And one thing that I definitely used to manage that and manage my mental health was talking to my friends and surrounding myself with amazing human beings that had my best interests at heart, that were also going through, if not 100% similar, they were also going through the same boat as me. So it was more of a relatable conversation than, say, for instance, talking to a family member that obviously supported me, but they didn't 100% know exactly what I was going through. So one of the ways that I managed my mental health was definitely talking to somebody. Not just anybody, friends. Friends are so important. Having that backbone and having that support and stability in your life is incredible. Especially something that I learned is it's definitely quality over quantity with people you surround yourself with. And if you ever think you don't have a plethora of friends, surrounding yourself with quality people that you can have a genuine conversation with and will help you grow personally and, you know, make your heart feel swollen with love, that is something that really boosted my mentality and boosted my mental health on a more positive note. Another way that I manage my mental health is exercise. And I know it's something that's spoken about a lot, but it's clearly spoken about for many reasons. And like I said earlier, I'm currently on a not just a mental journey, but a physical journey, but they both come hand in hand. And I feel that once you have the motivation to really dig deep and understand why you're feeling a certain way, then moving on to what you can do to manage these feelings is so important. So exercise, you know, it's going to boost those happy hormones and it's going to motivate you to wake up in the day and add some structure and stability into your life, which is so crucial. Especially going through a moment of uncertainty like this pandemic. So talking about mental health is so important. It has definitely helped me and motivated me talking about the issues that I go through. And I know that another part that I was really struggling with was coming back home from university and putting myself in an environment that I didn't necessarily think was helping me be the best person that I could be. So being in an environment that wasn't the best for me, what really pushed me through was talking to my friends and talking to the people that helped me through my university years and staying in contact and keep on building that network of amazing people and that backbone that I so desperately needed. And mental health is not something that you can just cure in one step. It's a progression, and never feel like you're alone. And if you ever do feel like you're alone or lonely, then reach out, and I'm sure that's going to help much more than dwelling on something for a long period of time. So if you know that there's at least one person that's willing to listen, or even if you're not sure that they'll listen, just give it a go. Message someone, ring somebody, FaceTime somebody. It's going to help more than you think. Thank you for listening, and I hope you're all doing great and having an amazing, beautiful, positive, productive, and proactive day.
Hi everyone, my name is Claire and I've just finished my marketing degree at Liverpool John Moores University. I guess technically I'm unemployed. I don't really want to use that phrase. I'm going to go for just hunting around for jobs at the moment. I actually had an interview this morning, which is really exciting. But I also heard back today, it was a busy day for me, about 2 master's course applications, and I've been accepted on both. So don't know, really know what I'm going to do, but let's just see what happens over the next few months, I guess. So my experience with mental health has been a little bit of a weird one. I'd say that it's kind of been quite drawn out over my life. I've always been a bit of a nervous kid. I was always, you know, the one on school trips that was sat there like, oh, I don't want to go, and things like that. So I have always been like that. But when I got to around about 12 or 13, it really, really triggered. I'd say that my main issue with my mental health has always been anxiety. I've always been really, really nervous about things. I'd have panic attacks just randomly out of nowhere. I'd say that it probably reached its worst when I was at college. When I was about 16, my dad had a really, really bad accident, and we just had quite a lot of things happen in the space of a month that just completely caught me off guard. and it meant that I started college really in quite a bad space, and just other things happened at college and it just went worse and worse and worse, and it got to when I was in like my final month of college before my exams started, and I used to just have panic attacks every day in the middle of class. My poor maths teacher had me crying quite a lot, just going, I can't be in this classroom, I'm gonna have to leave, I'm having a panic attack, and I'd just walk out. And it was, I mean, I don't laugh about it now, but I look back at it in a completely different light now, because it's just that person and me are just so different. It's crazy. But I decided to take a gap year after college because I was just in such a bad space at the time, and I just did not want to make myself any worse by forcing myself to go to uni. So I took a gap year and I went to uni. My first year was a bit mediocre and I did have a few panic attacks. And I started second year completely different, and I just can't, I'm so chuffed for my little self to have got to a space that I was at in second year, and I don't even remember the last time I had a panic attack. I'm very, very lucky to have got to this stage, and even though I do struggle sometimes, it's nowhere near how bad I was, so I know how grateful I am to be like this now. So the first thing I used to do when struggling with mental health is downloading mindfulness apps. I'm going to get my iPod here. I know this is going to give you major 2012 vibes, but it's always just what I use whenever my phone was on charge at night. I did download the typical Headspace and Calm app, but my absolute favourite one, and I'm pretty sure nobody's ever heard of it, but it's the best guided meditation I've ever done. But it's this one called Sleep Easily, and it's amazing. I think it's only the one guided meditation. It's by a woman called Shazzy, and she's just brilliant. Best meditation I've ever done. So my second top tip is to always make a note of something that you like to do. So if you watch a movie and it's absolutely brilliant, then write down that you like it. Or if you read a book and it's brilliant, then write down that you like it. And just write down all these little things. Maybe make a little notes list in your phone about all these little things that you absolutely love to do. So that if you're feeling a bit anxious, whether it's at home or out, just have a read through it and see if there's anything you can do that's in that list that can just help kind of slow your thoughts down a little bit. Just doing something nice for your brain is sometimes the best thing, and just giving yourself a bit of time and not being so hard on yourself for this happening is the best way to handle it. I think talking about mental health is incredibly important, and raising awareness that actually this is a common issue, and that if you do have or any struggles with mental health, that you aren't left on your own, you aren't feeling isolated from everyone else, and you're not feeling a bit silly. And I would say if you are struggling with mental health and you are feeling quite isolated by it, is to maybe, you don't have to talk to anyone else about it. You don't have to share your story. You can always keep that to yourself if you want. But read about other people's stories and start to kind of relate to them a little bit. And I certainly felt like that was really helpful for me. I was in the era of Zoella. I know when I was about 14 and I was getting quite bad with my anxiety, I found Zoella. And she just felt exactly the same as me, it seemed. And it was just lovely to be able to look to somebody and think, actually, I'm not on my own in this. And I highly recommend, if you're feeling the exact same, to definitely reach out and try and talk to people that may be going through the same issues as you. Thank you for listening, guys, and listening to my mental health story. I hope you guys are all okay and have a lovely day. Bye.
Hi, I'm Chuck. I study marketing communications at Bournemouth University, and I'm now a radio presenter for the British military, which is pretty random, but here we are. What is my experience of mental health? I guess it's been quite a recent thing, really, that I've actually started to appreciate it and see it on the same par as my physical health. But it started off really when I was around 12 or 13, I guess. My parents went through a divorce. Okay, fairly messy, not too big, but you know, a lot of problems came from that. And throughout my teenage years, I didn't really appreciate that my behaviour, a lot of it was as a result of that and how life was going for me, which I hadn't put two and two together, which is obviously as a teenager, you just live life. And I was going out partying with friends, but I didn't realise how destructive I was being in my behaviour. And that really came to a head at uni. And I had quite a few panic attacks. like a couple of like quite bad breakdowns, and I decided to do something about it in the end. And I started CBT, which is cognitive behavioral therapy. So I started doing an online course, which helped me sort of deal and learn how to deal with those feelings and actually hit them face on rather than let them keep them building up and building up, which really helped up until now, really, where I still have bad days. Like, for example, last week was a really, really bad week for me, particularly during the current times, the pandemic, and I'm away from home as well. So that kind of poses another challenge, but it's just about dealing with it and recognizing that's a problem. And I think the second you do that, instantly it becomes half as hard, half as challenging, because you've appreciated that it is a problem and that there's a problem to fix. Whereas if you don't appreciate it as a problem to fix, you can't do anything about it. Give two ways in which you manage your mental health. Not enough, really. I would say I don't really manage my mental health as much as I should do, and I still neglect it a little bit because it's easy to neglect and it's hard to deal with. Like, it's not easy. But what I try and do is, when I am feeling crap, just reminding myself that, you know, it is going to get better. Like, it always gets better, whether that's that morning to the evening, or sometimes you're just having a bad week. So that is a key sort of mantra to me, that it will always get better, and it does. And to sort of initiate that process of it getting better, exercise has been a huge sort of outlet for me for that. And a lot of the time, you know, you don't want to go and do it, but it is always the best thing. You know, you never ever end a run or a workout feeling worse than you did before. And those endorphins do really, really help. And just trying to do those things that are written in that book that you're told about all the time, like alcohol is a depressant. So if I'm feeling crap, I'll try and have a few days off of drinking, or a few weekends off of drinking. And same with, you know, people go on about how good exercise is for the mental health. It is the same as meditation, mindfulness, and so on, and going for a walk. All these things that people preach about, it is for a reason, but it's sometimes easy to forget that and not give yourself the motivation to do it, even though you have experienced the benefits of it. So it's almost a catch-22 as well, because when you're feeling like that, you don't want to do it, but it's just about really pushing through and then also reflecting on that and being proud of yourself that you did get through those difficult times through the likes of those things. So it's kind of two things. I'm waffling, I'm a radio presenter, sorry. Do you think talking about mental health is important? If so, why? I think I've already touched upon it, but talking about mental health is just essential, really. It is like going for a massive gym workout to get yourself ripped and look after your physical self. The mental health version of that is talking, and that is flexing your brain and flexing those muscles. And a lot of the time, I think just having a soundboard, having someone that you can talk to like that, whether that is your parents or whoever, helps a lot. And a lot of the time it's just really, really important to hit that soundboard and throw stuff at it and just get that out of your system, get that moan out of your system, and don't let it build up. So I've definitely become a lot better at moaning a little bit at a time rather than just letting it all build up into one big sort of moan if something's getting me down, and just dealing with that straight on, whether that's from work, personal life, anything, dealing with a problem straight on by talking to the person involved or whoever's involved is always so much more beneficial than letting it build up. And I'm still pretty bad at it, but I'm getting better. And yeah, it's just like, it's so imperative to talk, so do talk.
Hey everyone, I'm Karina. Just to briefly introduce myself, I actually just completed my master's in September at King's College London, studying mental health studies, and my undergraduate degree was in psychology. I currently work as a HR coordinator for the luxury fashion brand Chanel, and obviously working in HR is quite related to people and well-being. So quite evidently, mental health is a topic that is very, very close to my heart. My rationale behind choosing to study the subject was stemmed from my first-hand experiences of looking after my nanny, who unfortunately was diagnosed with frontal temporal lobe dementia in 2011. Now, a lot of people have their own beliefs, they support their evidence in the media about mental health disorders and how they evolve, that being from a biological and hereditary perspective, an upbringing and developmental perspective, or even from our surroundings and the environmental perspective. However, my nanny's form of dementia, which, by the way, was diagnosed as a hereditary and stress-related cause, taught me a lot about mental health. Up until her diagnosis, I had a brief idea of what anxiety, stress, depression was, but I never truly understood the extent of it. I obviously sat there and researched my nanny's diagnosis for hours on end, because the reason for my nanny's dementia was partially associated with stress and perhaps poor mental well-being. And this is where the branches stemmed for me. I was entering a whole new world of disorders that revolved around mental health and well-being. All disorders that were not as spoken about in 2011 as they are now. So hence, my interest into this field started, and I went on to study psychology A-level and ended up doing a master's in mental health. I could probably deliver a whole lecture on all the knowledge I've acquired throughout my education, but I've tried to keep this as brief as possible. Throughout my experiences with mental health and from the knowledge I've acquired, I have tried, not always succeeded, but have always tried to manage my mental health. Quite ironically, my mental health was at its lowest during my master's. But a way in which I managed my mental health was to surround myself with positive people, and most importantly, the correct people. The type that want to see you succeed and only ever shed happy tears. I am lucky enough to be surrounded by a group of absolute blessings who would either sit there in silence and let me project my anxieties into the universe, or who would give me the most positive, peppy talks that squashed all those anxieties. Another way I managed my mental health was by doing exercise, and I know it can be the biggest chore at times, but more times than not, walking and jogging really helped me. It made me feel good again, squash any stress, squash any anxieties that I might have had. I just want to stress that mental health goes beyond anxieties, stress and depression. But the most common form of mental health that every person will experience at one point in their life comes in some form of anxiety or stress. We've all been there, and we probably will all be there again. It's just about finding ways to manage them, and in the way that best suits you. I just wanted to leave on this last note. Talking has found a cure and alleviate mental health symptoms in many research studies. So I do strongly believe that talking about mental health is very important. You might feel like you're being silly about something that you consider small and minor, and suddenly feel the need to not talk about it. But I can guarantee that if you talk to a partner, a family member, or a friend, that something silly will never be considered small or minor. If I'm honest, the things we see floating around about mental health in the media, they're just the foundations. Mental health digs deeper than that, and that's why it's so important that we continue as a society to become more aware of the deeper content involved in mental health problems.
My name is Aaron, and I studied architecture, and I now work in an architectural firm doing lots of different jobs to help deliver architectural projects. I suppose with mental health, especially at uni, you get stressed and you let things get on top of you, and sometimes that can sort of consume you a fair bit. And then just in day-to-day life, you know, with the job, the stress of getting things done on time and you know, managing relationships with friends, partners, etc. And when those break down, especially for me, that's been happening recently, and you know, it's very difficult, really hard to, you know, sort of get through it. So like sort of managing that, I suppose one of the main things for me is to try and like keep myself distracted. And I think one of the main things for me to as a distraction is exercise and getting outdoors and really focusing and setting myself exercise goals, not for necessarily like fitness, strength or whatever, but just for like a healthy distraction from everything else that's going on. You know, I take the bike and cycle a bit, or I, you know, kick the ball around in the garden, whatever. And then I suppose the other thing is like putting all my energy into my work and my hobbies. So with my work, I get quite good opportunities to be super creative and be like, I'm passionate about that creativity. So I put a lot of energy, a lot of positive energy and focus in on that. And whilst I'm working, like nothing comes in the way. I just get on with it and I really push through, and I don't think about anything else really. I just really focus and channel my energies into that. And you know, when I finish work at the end of the day, I put an hour or so, maybe more, practicing like guitar theory and really getting in step with that. That just level of focus is just really distracting in a good way. And I think in terms of talking about it, it's like so important. Really bad things can happen if you bottle it up, and not necessarily like, it's not maybe bottling up, but just talking to somebody else, even if you think they don't care, it really helps. And sometimes, you know, you'll find that actually it creates a bit of a domino effect really, because that person may be like struggling too, so you can sort of help each other out. And I think staying in touch with people you know you can count on is really important. So yeah, I think it's just super important to open up about these things, because if you bottle it up, you can start to feel really negative emotions like anger and like resentment and stuff. So yeah, I think definitely opening up to a friend or family, whoever you just feel comfortable with, is the best possible thing. It's always difficult at first thinking about it and actually trying to open up, but once you do, you just wish you'd never bottled it up. So yeah.
Hello, my name is Kira. I'm from the Instagram YouTube account like xkiralouisexx. I study education studies at Bath Spa University. I'm in my second year of university, although I did start doing a degree in psychology, but I hated it and dropped out, so that's why I've changed course and now I'm doing my second year again. So yeah, what's my experience with mental health? So the first question kind of leads me into this part. So my experience with mental health, like since the age of about 13, I started having panic attacks. I used to feel really low and moody and just not great. Like my parents divorced, that didn't really help things. Yeah, so I've been through therapy, I've tried antidepressants, anti-anxiety medication, stuff like that. I'm off all of medication now, so therapy has always worked best for me personally. Two ways I manage my mental health is firstly through exercise. That really helps with just like keeping a good baseline. Like if I haven't exercised for a few days, I just feel really agitated and like angry, so I really need to like run. I used to love going to the gym, but obviously we can't go to the gym right now. So yeah, I love running at the moment, and I also do like ab workouts from like YouTube and things like that. Yeah, I've just finished like doing Couch 5K, so that's really helped me feel accomplished. I also love writing things down. That's what I keep looking at. Like I'm always writing things down, whether that be a to-do list or if I'm like really worried about something, I'll write it down and like try and figure out how I can solve it. Yeah, writing's always been a really good outlet for me. I think mental health is really important to talk about because I feel like we all deal with it in different ways and we all have different problems. I think if we spoke about it more, people would like be more likely to go and get help, or they might just find help through their friends who have gone through similar things. Yeah, that is why I think it's really important to talk about mental health. I feel like if I spoke about it like when I was younger, maybe when I was around 13, 14 a bit more, I would have come like through it a bit earlier maybe. But I'm definitely the sort of person, like everything happens for a reason. Even though I dropped out of university and got proper therapy like then when I was like 20, 21, like obviously it's made me better now. So yeah, everything happens for a reason. Yeah, happy Mental Health Awareness Week as well.